Dr. Jimmy, let me ask you this. Have you ever, because you have monitored things like in the United Nations, you've lived in Israel, have you ever heard an American president deliver any kind of speech remotely close to what President Trump did yesterday? And then I'd love to get your take on the response. It was a very brief section of footage where the cameras went to Benjamin Netanyahu while the president was speaking specifically with respect to Israel, and you could tell he was loving what President Trump was saying. So I'd love to have your comments on both of those things.
Well, you know, that's the best commentary, Dave, on what I would have to say about President Trump's speech. In fact, along with John Bolton, who was a former ambassador to the United Nations, I believe the major people that understand the whole geopolitical situation in our world today have to stand and applaud the president in his speech, and in particular, as you brought to our attention, Prime Minister Netanyahu. Before Netanyahu got up, the president laid the land out, and then Netanyahu got up and said, hey, I agree with him. This is what we need to do. We're ready to go. Come join us, United States of America. They've already had some meetings on the sideline there at the United Nations. I think it's probably a warning to the world, they'd better wake up, because the United States and Israel together are ready to go at it.
You know, Jimmy, I think that President Trump really went to the heart of the spread of chaos in the world today. And of course, as I said earlier, Hillary Clinton said she would never give a speech like that. And John Kerry basically called it childish, which really shows us from whence they come.